1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
You know, I'm watching the stuff out of the Middle East, not to belabor that issue, because those two groups of peoples, the Palestinians and the Israelis, they're going to wind up just killing each other off. It'll be a suicide war. There won't be any Palestinians or Israelis left, because they'll just completely annihilate each other, because that appears to be what they want to do. More the Palestinians annihilating Israelis than the other way around, even though I know I'm supposed to believe that the Israelis are a horrific Nazi bunch of hegemonist bastards, and they're just really making life terrible for the Palestinians. You know, my eyes do not deceive me when I see the news footage of the Palestinian people and that those neighborhoods. What do they got? Did they have a country? You see what I'm saying? In other words, did they ever have a country? Well, or was it just a bunch of them standing around on a street corner? They were all standing around on a street corner, then the Israelis moved in, and then they got pissed off because the Israelis did what? Put in flushing toilets? I'm telling you, that's the way it looks from where I am. Now, you can call me an ignoramus American. You can say it's typical of an ignorant American not to understand the finer issues at work in the Middle East. But the fact of the matter is this. Before the Israelis got into the Middle East, the British were administering Palestine. So if you're talking about a homeland for the Palestinians, when did they ever have it? And what was it exactly? And was there running water? Were there flushing toilets? Did they have cars? Or was it a camel-based society? What? Because it seems to me what they're upset about more than anything else is the fact that the Israelis moved in and, like, started sweeping the streets up and flushing the toilets around there. Right now, the only thing that those poor people, those Palestinians, I'm going to tell you, I have never seen a people more badly served by their leadership than them. Man, are they being led right into an incinerator. Arafat, every other scumbag that wears a tablecloth on his head over there, who purports to be a Palestinian leader, all they're doing, and willingly so, is leading their people right into an incinerator, right into a trash compactor. I've never seen a guy with less going for him than Yasser Arafat. This stumble bum can't even keep a handle on one thing. I don't even think he's got a handle on his own penis, let alone try to figure out whether or not he can control these dirtbags that are supposedly in his employ, these suicide bombers. Hey, what a great thing to be proud of yourself for. I just went and blew myself up in another pizza parlor. All right. That's what I call a progressive society. What'd you do today, Abdul? Well, I strapped some bombs to myself, and I walked into a laundromat and blew myself up. All right. Now that's the way to really get a society going, man. That's a great way to, a wonderful basis for a new culture. Blowing ourselves up in pizza parlors. Well, if we can't have our homeland, then the Israelis don't get to have theirs. Oh, okay. I see. Well, I get it now. Well, guess what? I got news for you. Not that you haven't already figured this out. The Jews were run out of every country in the world. There wasn't a country they were welcome in. Not one. Not one. I don't care. Not even America. During World War II, when Adolf threw them out of Germany, when they still had a chance to emigrate, and a boatload of them wanted to come to the United States, guess what Roosevelt said? Get your Jew ass out of here. We don't want you either. Nobody wanted them in Spain. They didn't want them in Turkey. There wasn't a country in the world that wanted them. Now, that's been the story of Jews ever since they mistakenly nailed some guy to a cross, which, frankly, I don't hold any ill will toward them at all for that. I mean, you know, a guy can make a mistake. What the hell? I'm sure there wasn't just Jews that nailed that guy to a cross. I think there were a few WOPs that did it, too, or unless I miss my guess. So anyway, so finally, 6 million of them get cooked in an oven. And finally, the world comes to its senses and says, you know, we can't let this keep on happening. These people need to have a land of their own. Since nobody else wants them, Germans tried to murder them. The Poles hate their guts. The Lithuanians. One of the great jokes of World War II is the poor, oppressed Polish people. Yeah, Roger. The Polish people had a hand in turning over more Jews than anybody else in the history of the world, unless, of course, you're counting the French. So nobody wanted them. So the world said, here's a homeland. Oh, well, now guess who we got to hear from? The Palestinians. All of a sudden, they want a homeland, too. What did they have down there before that? They were standing around on a freaking street corner picking up cigarette butts. What were they doing? They had some limey cop telling them where to go and when to get home. You got a 10 o'clock curfew, all right? Courtesy of the Queen. All right. That's what you call a homeland? So now, in the great cultural statement that the Palestinians are making, they're blowing themselves up in pizza parlors. And this is the war that they're going to wage. And, you know, the Israelis are going to answer back because they're not going to be defeated, Israel. They'll all die, maybe, but they are not going, in other words, to surrender their country. It's not going to happen, not in a month of Sundays, not in 10 years worth of Sundays. They'll kill themselves before it happens. I mean, that's what you got going on. I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but I'm telling you right now, that's exactly what's happening down there. The Israelis will all commit suicide before they let their country be overrun again. They got a little slogan, and it goes something like this, never again. You know what that refers to, don't you? Nobody's going to stick them in a boxcar. Nobody's going to line them up in front of a ditch. Nobody's going to line them up in front of a wall. They'll fight to the bitter end. They got a country. You know, they flush the toilets every now and again. They sweep the streets every so often. They got a couple of airports. They got a couple of discotheques. Seems like maybe they got a little tourist industry that seems to be burgeoning. And they're trying to make a go of it, okay? And in the meantime, guys are running into pizza parlors, running into laundromats, going into shopping marts and blowing themselves up because they want to run every last Israeli into the Mediterranean and kill them all. Well, guess what? They've been there before. People have tried to kill Jews for 2,000 years. What makes these guys with the tablecloths on their head, Osama bin Laden, Adolf Hitler, or the rest of them, what makes them think they're going to succeed? They've been trying to annihilate these people for 2,000 years. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. And now you got this guy, Arafat. You know, if that guy came out, if I was sitting at the Ringling Brothers Circus and he walked out, I'd go, ha, 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 boy, that's great. I think he was a clown, part of the act. That's what Arafat looks like to me. In other words, Hobo Kelly and Arafat, I don't know the difference. They're both just, if he walked out, I think he was part of the clown act. That's what that guy's about. And that guy is so-called leading the Palestinian people. God help him, man. Because I'll tell you how this thing's going to go unless somebody steps in, somebody, somewhere, anybody, I don't know who it is, somebody steps in and chills it out. They're just going to wipe each other out, period. Well, that ain't going to happen because then the United States and Russia are going to have to step in. Oh, yeah. I didn't want to bum you out or anything, but I wanted to say something because it's been all over the freaking news. Every time you turn around, I thought things were going to be cool, and then all of a sudden, one more guy blows himself up in a pizzeria. Some other guy blows himself up in a German restaurant. Another guy blew himself up. They're blowing up restaurants. Maybe they don't like the restaurants. Maybe what they ought to do is get some new restaurants down there. I don't like the pizza. All right, Jesus, just tell me what different toppings you want. Blow my freaking store up. Okay, here's Lisa on the Phil Henry Show. Lisa?
Hi there.
Hi.
I think you should stick to comedy, because I think you're off base. And
I'm funnier than I am intelligent, is what you're saying?
Well, yeah, that's one way to put it. No, I'm thinking you're saying they're all standing around
well,
on street corners. Well, they're standing around on street corners before the Israeli state was formed, and I'm thinking, you know, that's kind of like me saying, okay, I've got a whole lot more money than you. I'm going to move into your neighborhood.
Well, what were they doing?
I want my homeland. I'm going to kick you out.
What were they doing? What were they doing? Tell me. What
well,
were the Palestinians?
I don't know what they're doing, but I'm just going to make a comparison.
Did they ever have a country? Did they ever really have a country, the Palestinians? Or was it just a matter of them sitting and squatting on some sand and saying, we're just going to sit here and let our camels take a crap, and the minute somebody tries to make something out of the land, they want to blow themselves up in their pizzerias?
Well, the point is, I'm saying, what if I have a definition of a better way to use your property right there, and I got more money than you, and I say I want my homeland, and I'm going to go kick you
well,
out of your house.
I hate to break
down,
the news.
Build a mansion,
I hate to break the news, but there were Jews in Palestine too.
Oh, I know they were, but there were a lot of displaced
well, so
Palestinians.
In other words, wait a minute. So they don't have
there
any rights?
There were a lot of Palestinians displaced in that, and if you don't, I mean, if you
well, there were a lot of Jews that there were a lot of Jews that didn't have a state, and they were living in Palestine. They were stateless Jews living in Palestine
so you kick
who
out
wanted
the Palestinians
a state.
And say, now this is yours?
No, what happened was there was a partition, and the Palestinians didn't go for that. They gave the Palestinians land, and they gave
the... I think a lot of people would go for that. I don't care if they just got camels crapping in the yard. There's a lot of
well,
people
you know,
that won't go
okay,
for that kind
now, what
of
do
thing.
You say to this problem? The problem was that for 2,000 years, Jews were run out of every single country in the world until finally, in Nazi Germany, they tried to murder them all, and they still couldn't do that. And in 1946, 47, the world finally said, look, we're going to have to put these people somewhere because nobody wants them.
Well, exactly, and the world caused the problem, and you push them in there on the Palestinians.
Well, so
say,
what would you have suggested we do with Jews that were run out of every country in Europe? Even America didn't want them.
Well, exactly. I'm saying that.
No, what do you mean exactly? What would you suggest we
what
do?
What I'm saying is the problem comes from everyone not bringing the Jews in back when
all right, so what do we do about it? I know the historical backdrop to it, but the solution is what?
Well, the solution now is just, I mean, it's a can
no.
of worms.
No, what was the solution after
that
6 million of them? No, what was the solution after 6 million of them were incinerated in World War II? What was the solution then?
The solution would have been for for the United States to bring people in, for France to bring people in, for South America. I mean,
nobody wanted them. Don't you understand? Nobody wanted them. You know, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
No,
nobody wanted them.
I understand. Nobody wanted them. So why? I don't want to take my aspirin. I mean, Jesus, think what you're saying.
Lisa, at least I'm saying something. You're not saying anything. You're simply saying, okay, I know the historical reasons, Phil, but I don't have any solution, but I don't like yours.
No,
that's what you're
saying.
My solution is that there were Jews living in Palestine, and yes, there were Arab Palestinians down there. The United Nations took a look at a part of the world that was being administered by the British in the first place, so the Palestinians didn't even have their own homeland, and said, all right, we'll partition a Jewish state.
Well, how did the British got there in the first place?
Maybe because the Palestinians didn't know how to flush a toilet. What do you think about that?
They were invited in?
Well, let me ask you a question. The fact of the matter remains that there wasn't any Palestinian or Jewish state. So the United Nations came in and partitioned and tried to create both. Well, that wasn't good enough for some people. And you're trying to tell me that all there was down there were Arab Palestinians. That's not the case.
No, I never said that. I'm just saying there were also Jews in Poland. There were Jews in Russia.
Yeah.
There were Jews
in Germany.
There were Jews in all those places.
Why
didn't
to create
we cut
a Jewish...
off a part of France and make it France?
Oh, I see. And that would have been okay with you.
No, I'm saying it doesn't. It's no better... doing
what
it
are
in
you
Palestine
saying?
Than it was doing it in France or anywhere else.
All right,
and
so then, let the Jews continue to be shoved into ovens.
No!
Well, what are you saying, lady? I've been listening to you for 10 minutes and you haven't gotten one solution. You haven't said one thing that's a solution to the problem. I've offered up about 5. What are you saying? What's the solution?
Wait a minute, what's your solution?
Well, I just said the Jewish state exists and will not be. The Jewish state exists and there's nothing they can do about it.
Excuse
what they
me,
need to do is
the
make...
solution since that was put
all right,
into place.
So
that's
yours,
a
is there, yours is there for what?
Starting not, from you don't, now or you, starting from back then?
Starting from now.
Starting from now?
Thanks a lot, Lisa. You're a real gem and a half. I got a break. I mean, I got a commercial. I got 15 advertisers waiting for me to blow myself up in their pizzeria. Am I wrong? Or was I asking her, okay, what's this? What do you think? Well, you know, there's historical reasons. I'm way off of that, man. All these historical reasons for this, that, or something else. That's what people want to lay on me after September 11th. You know, there's historical reasons for why the Arabs feel the way... Well, I don't care anymore. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, so great. So now I got myself into a conversation about the Middle East. Oh, great. Now the blood pressure goes up. Now more hair is lost. You know, now the pains in my chest begin. Now the pains shooting down the left arm begin. Now comes the cardiac arrest. It's the Middle East. Well, that's fine. 1-800-449-8686. How do you ignore it? You know, you can do so many Bobby Dooley bits. You can do so many bits about priests. You can do so many shtick about the Academy Award. How do you ignore these people murdering each other at a record clip down there? And these guys that are going into the, you know, with the suicide bombers, I don't get what their point is, because the Palestinians and the Israelis were sitting down and they were trying to hammer out a truce. They were trying to get the ball rolling on that Saudi peace plan. Well, there's some cats down there that don't want that. They're running in and blowing themselves up. I mean, it's like gang warfare almost. I mean, these guys might be operating independently. They might be part of an organization. Whatever it is, they're successful in what it is they're trying to do, which is to completely destroy whatever peace process is beginning down there. Whatever little, small momentum they may be able to develop out of what the Saudis have offered and what any kind of a truce has been brokered by the United States, whatever they're trying to develop down there, these guys running around and blowing themselves up, man, they're doing a job. The Israelis just shut the whole thing down now, and they're rolling the tanks again. Because that's what those cats want, man. They don't want peace. I say let them kill each other. You know, we'll park an aircraft carrier off the coast, and anybody wants to make a swim for it, they can. But other than that, I say let them just destroy each other. And I'm going to say it again, and I said it after 9/11. I'll keep on saying it. The sooner we get out of that part of the world, the better I'm going to love it. And I don't mean, if that means drilling in Alaska, drilling in Canada, you know, drilling in the evening, drilling at supper time. Be my little driller. Love me all the time. Remember that great old song? Yes. If that means drilling off the coast, if that means gas, oil, steam, whatever, I want out of there, man. Out of there while the getting's good. scumbags, every last one of them. God, I have never in my life seen a, I've never seen a population of people so badly served by their leadership than those poor, suffering people of the Middle East. They've got screwballs and whack jobs, wearing bed sheets and army surplus berets, strutting up and down on airport tarmacs, little army surplus sabers. I mean, it's like you might as well have a pro wrestling manager running your country. I mean, you know what they got running their country down there? Guys that didn't make it in the WWF. Those are the guys that are running the countries in the Middle East. Cats whose act didn't fly in the WCW. Guys that were washouts with Wolfpack. You know, like the freaking Iron Sheik. He says, oh, get out of here. You're blowing it. All right, I'll go down and run Iraq for a while. Fine with me, but bug off, okay? Because your act is really like, it's a yawner. Saddam Hussein, I thought I saw him fighting Hulk Hogan, didn't I? Or am I wrong about that? I saw Osama bin Laden at the, I think he was at the Reunion Arena in Dallas, going up against Randy Macho Man Savage in a three-round cage match. He got his ass kicked, so he went back to Afghanistan, and now he's blowing toilets up or something. I don't know what he's doing. He's blowing up. That's what Osama's been reduced to, okay? He can't get another building, so he's just going into high school Johns and blowing the toilets up with cherry bombs. All right, here is Julie on the Phil Henry Show. Julie?
Hi.
Hi.
Two things, actually several things, but number one is it seems to me that they seem to forget, like the last lady who called it, Israel and that area in the Middle East is a traditional homeland of the Jewish people. I mean, go back to Jesus. He had to go for taxes or to be counted in the census.
Right.
And that, because that was his traditional
homeland. Hold on for a minute, will you? Can you hold on for a minute? There's somebody slamming a door so loud, Julie, that it is reverberating through my studio. Open that up and find out what that is.
Hey.
I felt it was almost like an earthquake. Somebody pounding a door. Are you there, Julie?
Yes, I
okay.
am.
Somebody
no
slamming
earthquakes a door. Here.
It was freaking vibrating through the whole building. Okay, go ahead, hon.
All right, well, that's number one. It's a traditional homeland. Number two, I've had the unusual experience of having to go to Israel to work and wound up staying in on a kibbutz overnight in a dormitory-type situation and wound up having the living daylight bombed out of the place where I was staying by Syrians and Lebanese.
Well, I mean, it's they consider themselves to be at war with Israel, so, I mean, that's going to happen.
But the Israelis aren't doing anything. They're sleeping, and they're being bombed. I mean, all this talk about the poor Palestinians or whoever else, these people have to learn how to live with each other, and they have to get used to the fact that Israel was there. And if I had lived there and if it were my country, I'd want a serious buffer between me and these other maniacs.
Okay, thanks.
I'm not Jewish. I'm not, you know, I'm not pro-Israel or
neither
anything
am
that
I.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, neither
but,
am I.
You know, you have to look at it from the humanity standpoint.
Don't you like this, though? People will say to you, you must be a Jew. No, no, I'm not Jewish.
I'm not Jewish.
Yeah, neither am I. I mean, what has that got to do with it?
Well, you must be a Jew if you support Israel.
No, I'm looking at the logic of the situation, at the historical, you know, trends, and I'm looking at where we are now, and I'm making a judgment call that I hope is intelligent. You're not going to get rid of Israel. You got, as far as I'm concerned, the Palestinians got no leadership. So who's negotiating with who exactly? And I'm not a Jew. I used to be a Catholic, but I never took a wooden nickel. Phil Henry Show.
Now, Phil Henry.
And now, the foremost conservative talk show host in America, Colonel Buck Negro. Colonel Buck Negro is well known across the talk show landscape as a man who will not be moved off of his point of view. You're invited to call in and just try and debate him on the issues of the day. His mind is just like the Rock of Gibraltar. Now, Colonel Buck Negro.
Thank you. This is Colonel Buck Negro. And we talk about the issues that people really care about. I'm one of the foremost conservative talk show hosts in America. We don't fool around with a lot of peripheral topics. We get right to the stuff that is on the minds of Americans. We get right to the stuff that people are talking about. And let me tell you something. When I give an opinion on this program, my mind stays made up. All right. Topic one.
Colonel Buck Negro, reset.
What are we going to do about this Antarctic iceberg that broke off from the ice pack? Are you putting me on? Everybody's talking about it. It's the number one thing on my plate. My plate is full. Lot to get to. But the number one thing that's happening right now, they're talking about it in restaurants and movie lines. They're on their cell phones to their wives. That iceberg in Antarctica. That just... Oh, I hate that. I hate it. What's the government doing about it? The answer, of course, is nothing. A huge iceberg breaks off from the Antarctic continent, and is the Bush administration, which I always felt he waffled, I always felt he was very moderate, he's not a conservative, he's not a dyed-in-the-wool conservative like me. What is the Bush administration doing about it? Nothing! Nothing! They're fooling around with some biochemical terror possibility, some Afghanistan wild goose chase. In the meantime, we've got an Arctic iceberg breaking off. What are you going to do about it? And the answer is nothing. Let's take your phone calls. Let me tell you something right now. I think the Bush administration needs to do something about it. So let's take your phone call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, is this the Buck Negro Show?
Yes, it is, sir. What do you think about this iceberg?
I think, well, I don't think anybody cares about it, and you're talking about something no one cares about. You know,
no one cares about it, huh?
No, Antarctic iceberg. What's what? So what? What are you doing, man? I flipped on the show and.
So you don't.
No, it's boring.
Boring.
Yeah, of course it's boring. What are you trying to make a thing out of an iceberg? It's dull. Do something else.
Well, of course, if you want me to do that.
I mean, I don't mean to disrespect you or anything.
No, it's okay. You're entitled to your opinion. I just thought that I'd.
Well, but you're just bringing crap to the table tonight. Just crap. If I were you, I'd reset your show and, you know, try it again.
Reset it, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, please. Jesus. Freaking dying over here.
All right.
And now, Colonel Buck Negro, the foremost conservative talk show host of America. When his mind is made up, it's as firm as the Rock of Gibraltar.
Hi, everybody. Thank you very much, Benny Johnson, and welcome to the Colonel Buck Negro program. I opened up my newspaper this morning and saw, yeah, you're right, okay, you all saw it, didn't you? Right. The new tuna treaty with Canada. What is that? Why? Okay, yeah, thanks a lot, Bush. Yeah, I'd like to see another can, my can of tuna go up another 20 cents a can. Now, I don't care whether you like your tuna in oil or spring water. I don't care whether it's chicken of the sea or whether it is star-kissed or whether Charlie got no taste or star-kissed likes tunas, what's got taste? Buddy, you're messing with my lunch. Now, this new tuna treaty with Canada does two things. A, the price of tuna goes up 20 cents a can. B, not in spring water anymore, it's in oil. And C, no more of the chunky, light, white meat. That pisses me off. Let's get your opinion about this, because I know it's been all over the place. I've been hearing people talking about it in restaurants. And, hi, you're on the Colonel Buck Negro Show.
What are you doing?
What?
I'm the guy that just called.
Oh, you're the guy?
Yeah, no sooner did I say, what is this?
You mean what I'm talking about?
Yeah, what are you doing now?
I'm talking...
The tuna treaty with Canada? Do you have a brain tumor or something, man? I mean, I'm seriously...
No, of course I don't.
Well, then what... Antarctic and the tuna... Will you come on? Come on!
So that's boring?
Yes, it's boring! There's a million things going on. Will you do it? Now, come on, do it!
All right, I'll reset.
Reset, please.
All right, we'll reset.
Now the Colonel Buck Negro Show, a guy whose mind won't be moved. His mind is made up.
Thank you, Rich, Benny Johnson. Oh, boy, look at this. Look at this. The entertainment, as if the news in the entertainment world isn't getting crazy and more competitive. Check this out. The Andrews sisters are considering getting back together again for another tour. Huh? They're the ones that did the boogie woogie. You know that. They're going to come back. I'm going to tell you something right now, and I'm going to go out on a limb, but I think I'm not. I think the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, I think the whole thing. Let's get your ideas, and...
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you're the same,
Yes, yes. Oh, we got a problem here.
That's not good enough?
No, it's not good, and the Andrews sisters. The Andrews sisters. When's the last... I think one of them's dead.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. One of them's dead, so I guess that crap cans their tour, doesn't it? Will you please talk about something that people care about, please?
All right. This is the Colonel Buck Negro program. Look. look, the price of dope is going way through the ceiling, man. And I'm going to tell you right now, whether it's Sensimil, whether it's some of the Humboldt gold, whether we're going down to that crappy Mexican stuff again, that brick Mexican crap, I don't know what, but I can't do the 300 bucks an ounce anymore. I can't do it. What do you think?
Now you're talking about something we can relate to. Let me tell you something, Buck. I believe that's what
this has been the Colonel Buck Negro Show.
If you want to dance, just go ahead. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Mohammed, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir, hi.
Yes, I need to make a point about earlier you were talking to Lisa, and before that you were mentioning that prior to 1946 or whatever, that nobody wanted the Jews anywhere in the world. U.S., Russia, France, nobody.
Right.
Okay, so what gave somebody a chance, or, you know, why did they choose Palestine for them to, you know, to settle their place?
It's their historic home.
Okay, no, but that was Palestine. That land belonged to Palestinian, right?
Wait. Are you talking about Arabs?
Yes.
Okay, see, because there were Palestinian Jews, too. You're aware of that.
Yes, but it was controlled by the Arabs, right?
What do you mean it was controlled by the Arabs? There are Palestinian Jews. There are Palestinian Arabs. The traditional home of the Jews was the Middle East in Palestine.
But they were living everywhere all over the world, right?
Well, yes, they had become a people who had... You got to remember that there were
Jews in Russia.
Oh, yeah.
There were Jews in U.S.
Well, you
there
see,
were Jews
the
in
Romans,
France.
You see, the Romans were another group of people that had a hard-on for Jews. They tried killing them, too. So they got pretty much run out of every place. But their traditional home was Palestine.
So because other people had forced the money and everything to force them out, and Palestinians could not do it, now they're trying to...
Why would the
them.
Palestinians want to force the Jews out?
Why did somebody else do?
They were Palestinian Jews.
Well, if they live in Russia, they're Russian Jews. Now, if they live in the U.S., they're American Jews. So they were Palestinian Jews,
and
they were Russian
Jews. Are
you
understanding what I'm saying? That's their traditional home? It's like saying some Palestinians moved to Russia, some Palestinians moved to America, and some Palestinians moved to France. I don't know that there was a concerted global effort to throw Palestinians out of all of those countries. I'm sure they were discriminated against, but there wasn't an institutional state-sponsored effort to get rid of them. There was for the Jews. So what you're basically telling me is because some Jews moved out of Palestine, then they've surrendered all rights to their native homeland? Is that it?
Well, how did you determine it was their native homeland?
They were all over that.
I mean, they never had a land.
I just got done telling you that they came from Palestine.
I mean, what do you mean when they came from Palestine?
What do you mean when you say Palestinians come from Palestine?
They ruled the place. That was their
they
place.
They ruled the place?
Yeah, that was their place.
Arabs did?
Yes.
Well, there were Jews in Palestine, too. You mean they didn't have a hand in ruling it either?
Okay, so there were Jews in Russia, too.
Wait a minute. There were Arabs in Palestine, and there were Jews in Palestine, but both of them were Palestinians. You get that, don't you?
If you say it.
No, not if I say it, Mohammed. I'm just saying there were Arabs in Palestine, and there were Jews in Palestine, but they both came from Palestine. Some of them left. Some of them were Jewish. Some of them were Arab. But they came from Palestine.
So you just forced them back there because nobody wanted them.
Forced them back there because nobody wanted them. You understand when I say that the Jews originated in the Middle East every bit as much as the Arabs did?
Yes,
or,
I understand.
Or you don't buy that. You do? You get that? So I'm saying that is viewed as a traditional home for the Jews, and they had a problem. The Germans tried to stick them in ovens. The Poles hate their living guts. The Russians hated them. The Americans didn't want them. South Americans didn't want them. I mean, they were really not wanted anywhere. And it all culminated between 1933 and 1945 when the Germans actively tried to murder every last Jew in Europe. I mean, that was a state-sponsored effort to just... kind of like what's going on in the Middle East right now, where they're trying to murder Jews again. You see, it's no different. Just another kind of Nazi. See, Arafat, he might as well be Hitler. Just another kind of Nazi trying to murder Jews. So it's nothing that the world hasn't seen before, but now what the Jews are saying is... you're not going to do it to us anymore. Nobody's going to kill us without us putting up a fight.
Yeah, and obviously they're getting all the aid from U.S. So it's basically...
they're a democracy. If you can name
If
you can name an Arab country that's a democracy, like Israel is a democracy, can you name one that's a democracy down there?
No.
Okay, because they're all run by a bunch of despot scumbags. Except Israel's a democracy where people actually get to vote on their leaders. Iraq can't figure that one out. Iran can't figure it out. Syria can't. Saudi Arabia.
Well, let them decide their own thing.
Let who?
Decided,
they're not.
Right?
They're not deciding.
Why you want to? Why
no,
you
they're
wanna,
not.
You know,
the people are not. The people. No, the Arabs
That's
have
why
no.
Iran said just
the Arabs have
week.
No. The Arabs have
if
no say in their.
Talk to us,
the Arabs have no say in their own.
Outside global matters.
I beg your pardon.
Come and talk to us about the internal matters.
The Arab people have no say in their government. They're being run by dictators.
Yes, but the
yeah, but that's okay with you. That's all right with you.
Public, did any of the public from the from any of those countries come and ask U.S. help us out?
The public is not heard from in those countries, only the scumbag leaders of those countries, because the public is not allowed to have a say in the governing of their countries. So when you
how
ask
you
me,
know?
How do I know? Because I
there?
Happen
did
to
know.
Yeah, I do know. Yes, I do know, Mohammed. I know more than you. I happen to know that Iraq is not a democracy. It's not a participatory democracy. Neither is Saudi Arabia. Neither is Iran. And neither is any other country you care to mention down there. So, yes, I do know. Any other questions?
I did not deny that there's not democracy.
Okay, so the people of the Middle East have not been heard from.
You or anybody else that help us out. We want democracy over there.
The people of the Middle East, the people of the Middle East and the Arab countries, if they actually speak out of turn and ask for help, are generally murdered by their own leaders. Like, for instance, Saddam Hussein murdering the Kurds. So they don't ask anything, otherwise their leadership will just murder them. So I don't know what the people of the Middle East want, because we don't hear from them. We only hear from guys like Hussein and the other dirtbags that run those countries down there.
So you do not know, right?
No, I don't. But I bet you the answer could equally be, yes, America, please come and save us from Saddam and the rest of these scumbags.
Now, that's your...
Oh,
that's
I see.
Thinking,
no, that couldn't.
Right?
No, that couldn't.
No,
that couldn't be, could it, Mohammed? No, they really love Saddam Hussein, and they just kiss his ass morning, noon, and night. Is that it?
No.
Oh, I see. Well, how is it? Well, why don't you tell me how it is? Why don't you tell me how it is? How is it? They love Saddam down there?
I'm not saying that either.
Well, come on, tell me how it is.
But how do you know that?
No, you tell me. No, you tell me how it is. Educate me. Come on, let me learn from you. Tell me all about how wonderful it is. No, please.
I'm being upfront honest, okay? I do not know. Do you know for sure? No, you think so.
Yes, I do know this one thing. I know that there is no participatory democracy in the Arab world, and they're all being run by kings and despots. That I do know.
That is correct.
Okay. So, therefore, I don't know what the will of the people is, because nobody will let me hear it, because only the dictators are heard from.
Okay.
And that's also correct.
So you do not know for sure that if they do want democracy or not.
No, I don't, and neither do you.
That's right.
You don't know what they want.
That is correct.
What is your point? I don't even know what the Palestinian people want. Do you?
They want their state.
How do you know?
They say it.
What do you mean they say
it?
I see a bunch of guys blowing themselves up, and I see Yasser Arafat. Where are the real Palestinian people that go to work every day, love their families, and don't murder anybody? Where are they being heard from?
Okay, why are they?
No, I'm asking you. Are they being heard?
Did you ask yourself a question?
No, did you ask yourself this question? Where are the law-abiding Palestinians that don't commit murder? Are they being heard from?
No.
You want to know why? Because if they open their mouth, somebody blow them. No, they're too
busy. Everybody does not go to war.
No, of course, not everybody goes to war. Some of those people may not even like the fact that the Palestinians are murdering people. But we're never going to hear from them.
So Israelis can come and just start hitting rockets and missiles on them.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry.
I just realized that Liza Minnelli's husband, I don't want to beat this to death. I mean, I hope they're happy forever. Forever, I just hope. But there's a character in Star Wars that he looks like, and I'm not trying to be cruel, but there's one that's got large earlobes, and it went blah, 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 and it was flying one of the jets. Do you know the one I'm talking about? Greedo. I swear to God, Liza Minnelli's new husband looks like Greedo from Star Wars. But what's the point of that? What's the point of me saying that? Well, you know what? I think there is a point. Let me say this. The guy's had so much plastic surgery, I think I got it right. Look, if the good Lord made him that way, well, it's not cool to knock somebody's looks, especially when you look like me. Especially when you look like me. But when you go to the plastic surgeon and you start having the guy fatten up a lip, you know, raise one ear, have your eyes move together, have your teeth widened, whatever they do, then I think you get to make a comment, don't you? You can tuck, nip, bob, shorten, widen, flatten, and pump fat out of your face so fast and so much that suddenly your kisser looks like a Star Wars guy. Look at Michael Jackson. All the plastic surgery that guy tried to have, and what did it result in? He's about as scary looking as anything you've ever seen in your life. And that was all in an attempt to make himself look better. Speaking of that, probably not speaking of that, Pamela Anderson allegedly has been diagnosed with hepatitis C. And I was just looking at her and the picture of her and Tommy Lee in this article. I can't think of two sadder human beings in my life. I can't think of two people to whom the addiction to fame more, you know, like corrupted them. You know that whole nothing corrupts absolutely than absolute power? I mean, these two guys, what a mess. This cat, he's got his troubles with that kid drowning in his pool. Now she's got hepatitis. The two of them can't stay out of the papers because they're sniping at each other publicly. She's still got a great body, though. Isn't that right, Chris? You mean you would even though she's got hepatitis? All right, thanks a lot. Jesus, you know, you're fired. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.